I'm following the Shannon Sharp thing. You see some of those?
Makes me pucker.
Text.
That makes me pucker.
I'm gonna wait till it shakes out. I cannot get involved in the day to day.
I'm such a fan of his. I hope that he's not done anything really wrong.
Maybe this is a hot take. If you're super rich and older, 40s, 50s,
yeah,
don't mess with 20-year-olds.
Well, that is hot. That's a hot take.
Don't. It's but nothing but trouble.
That's often where the attraction lies.
I know. And listen, from the sound of it, they had a relationship for a few years, mm-hmm. and it was nothing but sex.
Okay.
Graphic, hardcore, dominating, mm-hmm. like, you know, he was the boss, you know, she called him daddy and everything. And it was, oh yeah, see, I see your eyes. It was rough.
Is he titillated?
Yeah, I think he'd be titillated by now.
But what is she claiming that he took advantage?
She's saying now that I guess last year at some point it turned where she...
Non-consensual?
Non-consensual. They had a non-consensual encounter. And he's saying...
Won't that be very difficult for her to prove with all these texts?
That's what his side is saying. But she's releasing voicemails now where he would say, like, I'm going to choke you in public. You want me to choke you in public? And he's saying, listen... Those are voice recordings. Those recordings, that was part of the role playing. So it's going to be a who do you believe?
That's a tough one.
Because the whole relationship was based on him being...
The dominant.
A dominant one. But she's like, she was an OnlyFans model. She's like 20. And I'm like, bro, 20-year-old OnlyFans models, you got to... I know you're super rich and you're, you know, super fit, but you just... I know it's hard to avoid them, but 20-year-old women...
But wait a minute. Don't you think really rich, really fit 50-year-olds have great relationships with 21-year-old OnlyFans models all the time?
I'm just saying this... I'm not surprised this happened.
Well, yeah, but if it's 1 in 1,000, you know, is somebody who's got a... If somebody is divorced at 50 and a 24-year-old wants to date him... I mean, you're going to say no to that?
It's a win-win, right?
Yeah. I feel like you got to.
Each party gets something.
Yeah, she gets the money and you get the
Yeah, but it's going to go It's going to go wrong.
The arm candy.
It's going to go wrong at some point, somewhere.
But what I'm saying is, for every one that goes wrong, the Shannon Sharp, isn't there 1,000 that go right?
No.
Gene Hackman went wrong at the
end. But she wasn't like 20 when they met.
But she was 40 years younger.
Yeah, that's fine. If you're 60 and you meet a 40-year-old, fine. Don't mess with 20-year-old girls if you're in your 40s, 50s. Just don't.
I'm going to push back on that.
Don't ask me why, Biggie.
I know.
I'm pushing back
on that. I know
it
seems like the dream at the time.
I'm saying if you're really rich and you're not attached, if you're Shannon Sharp and a 23-year-old wants to date you, you're going to say no to that.
Because I'm going to think that this could end up bad.
But if you do all the things right, I mean, what he did, they were involved in some really dominating sexual behavior.
A little kink.
Maybe instead of following all your kink, you just have regular sex. And then, you know, and you make sure, I might videotape her every single time we have sex and say, I need you to consent to this.
That's worse.
It is 9 p.m. on Saturday night.
I am 52 years old, you are 22 years old.
I need you to consent to this. We are in my bed. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. I get it. I know it's hard, mm-hmm. but I think more of them end up bad. Now, we could, with the phones, I'm sure, will line up where people will call and say, I met my now wife.
Well,
I was 45.
Of course.
But I think more end up bad than good.
But OnlyFans is a relatively new phenomenon, too.
Nonetheless,
yeah.
Taking the OnlyFans out of it, how can you think more end up bad than good? I think when it's a celebrity, we hear about every single one of them that end up bad. I mean, this is big news.
Yeah, this is criminal.
This is huge. This is criminal.
But I think
he's an enormous celebrity, of course.
I think walking the streets, though, there's 50-year-old guys who, when they first got divorced in their 50s, okay?
All right, yeah.
And we're like, yeah, freedom.
Yes.
The old bone chain's gone. And they end up dating someone who is...
The yoga instructor.
30, yes. Oh, right. Okay. 30 year. Yeah. I'm getting into yoga. Mm-hmm. And they date the yoga instructor who's 30 years younger. I think most times it ends up bad.
So 2 years later, the relationship is over. You think if you asked the guy, he would say, I should not have been in that relationship. You may be right.
Mm-hmm. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was early this year or late last year. Wasn't Shannon Sharp
yes.
the guy who broadcast yes. or called or had yes. some sort of
by accident?
And that was her.
Oh, it was her?
I was going to say, is this the same couple?
Yes.
They broadcast their sex
by accident. He said by accident.
On TV or online or something.
Yeah. And by the way, she was Jane Doe, but of course, people have found her, and she is gorgeous.
Well, sure.
So I get where you're saying, and no, you would not be able to say no.
How most men wouldn't.
Would not.
I think.
But I think you got to stop. You got to think with your brain and not your other thing for a minute and think, this could end up terribly but wrong.
No, if you're a wealthy dude in that situation, Biggie, you yourself wouldn't.
It's impossible. No. It's almost impossible. If you are single like he is, and a 23-year-old gorgeous woman is willing to have great sex with you, most 50-year-old guys aren't going to turn that down.
I know. It's just, it could end badly.
Of course.
But
that's the price you pay for love.
But any relationship could end badly.
Well, yeah, yeah. Look, there's plenty of crazy 40-year-old women, too.
I mean, look.
Where are you pointing?
I know a guy. I know a guy. He's married crazy. She's his age, you know? Or
their peers?
Yeah, their peers are maybe a few years younger, but I just think, maybe you're right, but it's just that's not the way the world works. You know, that's not going to happen. I just saw a great thing with Jay Leno last night on Inside Edition.
More Leno.
Well, I guess he's being interviewed for whatever reason. And his wife has terrible dementia.
That's true. He's become her caretaker.
And he said for like 4 years he's had to bathe her, feed her. She doesn't remember him sometimes. And then one thing kind of struck me, basically what Biggie's saying. He's like, what am I going to do? Marry somebody half my age? Or he's like, that's nonsense. You know, I took a vow and I stick with her and we had 40 years of nothing but joy. And now 4 years that have been very hard. And that's what marriage is. You know, you have to do that. And I said to my wife, I'm going to bed.
Would you brush my teeth?